teenager who was mortified about being deployed to Iraq decides to dig his heels in, kill 12 people and wound 31 others at an unsuspecting group in Fort Hood at Killeen, Texas. That's the headquarters where they are, basically, in that area. Fort Hood is huge with the amount of people that you have on that base. The good news is, if you can say it's good news, really, is there anything good out of this, but that the Army Major Malik Hassan is alive. He was shot, but he's in stable condition. He's an Army psychiatrist who opened fire at the Texas base, allegedly, as I said, killing the 12 and wounding others. There were different stories reported during the day. It was tough to get a lot of information, even in calling around, because it kept switching. And naturally it would, because it was unfolding in the afternoon, and things were changing. And this case, initially it was thought that there were a couple of different shooters, but no, it was just the one. So sadly, this is where we start here once again during this hour of America Tonight. We're going to talk about a couple of other things. Healthcare, what's the latest deal there? There's a big thing today in Washington. John Boehner spoke out for the GOP. We'll let you hear what he had to say. Also, one of the polygamists at that FLDS ranch has been convicted of sexual assault. He could go away for 20 years. This is just the first one. There's going to be others who are being tried as a result of that phone call. What was it, over a year and a half ago, that led to all the lawyers marching on in and being part of the biggest custody case in U.S. history. And some things were revealed as a result of that, and I think it's a good thing. Let's jump back, though, quickly here to what happened at Fort Hood. The feds, the FBI, had seen some ramblings on the Internet, discussions about suicide bombings and other threats that apparently are tied to this Army major. So, you know, the first things that you say to yourself is, okay, well, the FBI does that. They're trolling through the Internet. They're trying to find these people. They found others. Why didn't they stop him? Why didn't they approach him? This is a guy who was born and raised in Virginia. He was the son of parents from a Palestinian town very close to Jerusalem. He joined the Army right out of high school. Parents didn't want him to do it. He went through college, then medical school, and he trained to be a psychiatrist. That's the tale of what his background was. He was at Walter Reed for 6 years, apparently got a poor report, was then stationed at Fort Hood and was being deployed to Iraq, and he had counseled tons of returning soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder, so knew firsthand what had happened to many of the soldiers who had gone overseas, and was terrified, apparently, about the realities of war, according to a family member. He did not want to go. Daily, he was complaining and worried. But there are a couple of things that don't make sense. First, he's there on the base. Why then? He wasn't leaving until the end of November. What triggered that particular moment or opportunity for him? And as I mentioned, the FBI investigation is troubling, that they were aware of these postings by a guy who called himself Nidal Hassan. And in the postings, clearly, and there were a lot of them, they talked about suicide bombers and compared suicide bombers, or he did, who sacrificed themselves to protect Muslims, to a soldier who threw himself on a grenade. And in fact, one of the posts said, if one suicide bomber can kill 100 enemy soldiers because they were caught off guard, that would be considered a strategic victory. And the FBI is saying, hey, they couldn't confirm that the writer was this major. And to me, that I don't understand that. If they had 6 months and they were looking at it and they were concerned about it, that seems like a long time. As a result, the base, of course, was closed for a while, and the flags are being flown at half-mast throughout the state of Texas and will be through the weekend. Sadly, more stories are emerging about those that were killed and those that were injured who were getting ready to be deployed, or even some who had come back. And I'll tell you, it's gruesome. It had to have angered so many people, and I know many of you obviously very upset as well, because you think of what people are sacrificing in the first place, the people on that base and what they're doing, and so many of them who were getting ready to be deployed. And here's the scoop. Now as well, the Muslim community is concerned about backlash. CARE immediately came out and condemned what happened on the base, and you know, said that their thoughts go out to the people on the base, etc. And to trace the steps back, he and his cousin had been practicing Muslims, and they became more devout apparently after the death of his parents, but had not really, according to family members, really expressed anti-American views or radical kind of ideas other than the postings that we believe could be traced back, or the FBI thinks could be traced. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. He gets the first crack. Hey, Sam. All right. If Sam calls back, we'll let him back on. But we've got Al who's listening to us in Canada. Hey, Al. All right. We lost both Al and Sam. If you guys call back, we'll give you a free pass. Probably there's a technical thing with the two of them calling in, but 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. So this picture starts to emerge of Hassan. I gave you some of the background, born in Virginia, etc. He was a U.S. citizen of Jordanian descent. Military records show that he received his appointment to the Army as a first lieutenant in June of 97. He graduated from Virginia Tech, and, you know, the rest is history. Did a couple of things at the School of Medicine in Bethesda, then went on as an intern and finally a resident and a fellow at Walter Reed. He was promoted to captain in 2003 and then a major in May. And in 2009, he completed a fellowship in disaster and preventative psychiatry. And, of course, there are other things in his background, like he was awarded the National Defense Service Medal and the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal and the Army Service Ribbon, but was never deployed outside the U.S., and this was now going to be his first deployment. So the questions become Fort Hood and the protection of the people there, these shootings, just absolutely shocking. And could they have been prevented? Did anybody around him, closer to him than just the internet postings, have any kind of a clue? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Thoughts on the flip side?
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, Jolene.
All right, there's a Tea Party on the Hill. We're going to talk about that. A bunch of people arrested outside of Nancy Pelosi's office, the Speaker of the House, for ranting and raving about health care. We'll let you hear what John Boehner had to say and a couple of other things as well that happened on the Hill, including the Senate panel okaying the climate bill, even with the GOP, of course, boycotting it. You know how I feel about some of the things that they have in there, ridiculous. But you're not going to see a big vote on any of that. I don't think at this point. Already we're into November. Sadly, starting November here, heading into a weekend, the people in Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas, have their world shattered because 12 soldiers are dead and 31 others are wounded. And there's just a lot of questions about this major, Malik Hassan, and what was the motivating factor, what pushed him over the edge. Let's go across the border to those boys in Canada. First, Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, boy, what happened to me? I know I can't compare what happened in Texas to what happened to that kid, you know, in the major junior hockey game last week. But, okay, is he going to be tried under military law, or is the FBI stepping in and saying, guess what, we arrest you?
Well, no, I think it's going to be military law, but we have to wait and see, because they were saying they were looking at some internet ramblings, but they didn't go after him for that. And people are saying he was not anti-American or any of that. So there's some fallout here, but I think it's going to be a military deal.
Okay. You think maybe he just
snapped?
Yeah.
It sounds as though he did. It sounds like the second he knew he was going to be deployed, that's what really pushed him over the edge. But you know what? Look at all these other people that have been deployed. You certainly can't use that as a reason for doing what he did. But
right.
What was it that caused him to do that, to go down that road? Somebody who specialized in psychiatry and somebody who was treating people with post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a stunner. It's a stunner, I'll tell you that. I mean,
it was the lead story on the national news.
Of course.
Because the original lead story was the Calgary Flames and how they didn't have to wait in line for their H1N1 shot. They sort of like did an end around in Alberta, and the Ministry of Health is looking into this. Says, how are, you know, normal working people waiting in line upwards of 8, 10, 12 hours, and the Calgary Flames with their families don't, and they interview with the players, and the players said, we're hockey players.
Yeah, so give us a break. Exactly.
Right.
Whatever.
I know Fort Hood how do you pronounce the name of the town? Colleen?
It's Colleen. Colleen, Texas.
Okay, because I have someone at work, her name is Colleen, so I don't...
Yeah.
Where is that exactly? Where in Texas?
Well, you're talking about a town that's in the southern part of Texas, and it's it's a very small, remote area, and very troubling for the people there, because they had a situation where somebody went into a cafeteria and blasted a bunch of people and killed them. I mean, it's like I said, it's an area that is a very small area.
And,
small town.
Yeah, and it's probably like the biggest employer.
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's a huge base. You know, over 50,000 people on the base.
Oh boy, that's talking about a kick in the butt. That is definitely a kick in the butt. Is the Army going to bring grief counselors for some of the wounded people or their families or some of the people in the town?
Yeah, I would think they would. I mean, this is again, you're talking about Central Texas. It's the largest employer, as you were getting to there.
Right.
Like I said, the troops and the other people that were on the base at the time, it's the only military post in the U.S. that actually supports two full armored divisions, the 1st Cavalry Division and the 4th Infantry Division. So I think there's a lot of things that could happen here for sure. I mean, you think of the people living near the base and the
right.
community and whatnot.
Now,
yeah.
Unfortunately, all the people that were killed, were all of the military personnel?
No, most of them were, but there were a couple that were civilians.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, again, sad. Sam, we have some other people waiting to chime in on this one. You have a great weekend.
Take care, gorgeous.
All right, let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Kate?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard whether that psychiatrist is going to survive?
He is. He was shot. He's in stable condition. He's going to survive, yeah.
So he can't stand trial, because I heard he was shot. At first they said he was killed, and then they said he was shot several times. You know, it's kind of crazy. In a room full of soldiers and one psychiatrist, why is it the only guy with guns is the psychiatrist?
Exactly.
Doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't at least some of these soldiers have handguns or have revolvers at least?
For some reason on the base, you think about it, they don't carry around those live rounds. You have MPs and guards and whatnot, but the guys themselves don't do that. And what the people at Fort Hood are saying, I was talking to someone earlier, that this is a very isolated thing for them. They didn't realize that there were increased security things that were happening at other U.S. bases, that they hadn't taken some of the steps, I guess, that other military bases had taken as a result of what's been happening lately in the war and et cetera. But, you know, again, it is baffling. I agree.
Yeah, and also, Kate, have the Dallas Cowboys been able to jump the queue and jump to the front of the line and get the vaccinations for that H1N1? Because there's a big hubbub up here in Canada. The Toronto Maple Leafs jumped the queue. They went to the first of the line, and they got they're not really considered a high-risk group, but they got to the front of the line, and they got their H1N1 vaccinations. Have the Dallas Cowboys been managed to do that, or...?
No conversation on that. They probably don't even want the shot, so no, we haven't talked about athletes doing that now.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody is so upset. This will be the only time that the Toronto Maple Leafs will be first in anything.
Ba-dum-bump. We almost need a drum roll there for that one. That was good, Al.
So we shouldn't begrudge the Toronto Maple Leafs their only chance of being first in line for number one in anything.
Yeah, no kidding. On that note, you have a good one. Thank you. Boy, sounds like a long-suffering either Toronto fan or not a big Toronto fan. It's needless to say that, as I mentioned before, there are other things that happen during the day, but this certainly takes front and center. When you have that many people, one killed and the others wounded, and you think of this, the sacrifice that people make in serving and what they go through, and to have him, to have this Army Major, Malik Hassan, to have him open fire, I'm sure the shock was just overwhelming to many of them. And, of course, now you're talking about families. Families getting phone calls, worried to death about their loved ones serving anyway, just praying that they're going to come back in one piece and they're going to see them again. They're getting ready to be deployed, and here they are on our soil, and they're dead. Or they're wounded. And it's awful. It's, you know, I'm at a lack of words almost in everything that I've seen and in talking to a couple different people. We're going to have somebody on Sunday night to talk about bases and the procedures at bases and all that other sort of stuff, because we have nothing really but questions. And the biggest question, I think, can be answered by the gunman himself, since he survived, since he was wounded at the scene, but was captured alive. And to me, that's the best thing in this whole deal, that he's in stable condition, because it's the why that really tugs on so many people. And according to family members, he wasn't anti-American, but yet he was rambling crazy things on websites. He was posting things on the internet. 800-259-5791. More with all of you coming up around the bend.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women Fun Intimacy Enhancement Cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost, online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
What happened with this major, and a fellow officer says he fought his deployment to Iraq, argued with a lot of soldiers who supported U.S. wars, and he actually required counseling as a medical student because of problems with patients. And, of course, his name appears on some internet postings as well. And what else can we find out about the man who is responsible for the worst mass killing on a U.S. military base? What we want to know, the most important thing, the biggest thing of all, is the motive behind what set off Army Major Malik Hassan, who allegedly went crazy and killed the 12 people and the 31 others who were wounded. Here's what happened during the day, because it kept switching whether or not he was dead, how many people had died and how many were wounded. So constantly throughout the afternoon, he was trotted out before the mics and the television cameras. Major General Robert Cohn, here was the last update from him on the situation.
I'm General Cohn, Commanding General of Fort Hood, Marine Corps. As I mentioned before, this has been a tragic incident, and our hearts and prayers go out to those who have been impacted here today. I've personally spoken with the president, and he has extended his condolences and offered his support to the Fort Hood and surrounding community. The investigation is ongoing, but preliminary reports indicate there was a single shooter that was shot multiple times at the scene. However,
He was not killed as previously reported. He is currently in custody and in stable condition. I say again, the shooter is not dead, but in custody and in stable condition. This is a cooperative investigation and state and federal law enforcement officials. Earlier it was reported that one victim was killed was a female civilian officer. We now know that the female officer is alive, just out of surgery and in stable condition. She is believed to be the first responder who shot the suspect. At this time, the number of victims killed remains 12, with 31 injured. At Fort Hood tonight, we're focusing on three areas. First and foremost, the care of the wounded. Second, security of this installation. This post is no longer locked down, as you can see, but we will continue to operate at a heightened level of security as well as continue to investigate to ensure that no threats remain. Third, we will continue to focus on casualty assistance efforts, including casualty notification and grief counseling. I want to take a moment to praise the efforts of our first responders and all of the agencies who have come to support our soldiers and families in this critical time. And it is truly overwhelming, the offers of support that we have had at the national and local level in dealing with this situation. Tomorrow at Fort Hood, we will observe a day of mourning. Fort Hood and local schools will be open, and we'll move back to normalcy as soon as possible.
All right, on that note, let's head out to the lines. Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Before I get to Fort Hood, I forgot to tell you, we made, you know, the town I moved it, bought the house in Utah, Saratoga Springs. We made history in our state the other night.
What? How did you make history?
We voted the first African-American woman mayor in the history of the state of Utah.
Oh.
And as the mayor, she's, her name is Mia Love, and I'm just dying to be able to call her Mama Mia, of course, you know, but anyway, and a little tid ABBA there, but uh-huh. Any case, she's Harvard educated, very smart, very nice, so we're all pretty excited about it.
Good.
And, you know, town's 99% white, so whoever says we're racist don't know what they're talking about, right?
Exactly.
But anyway, though, as to Fort Hood, you know, I got up this afternoon and I heard this thing, and immediately I thought of a friend of mine. And you remember back in 06, a few years back, my good friend lost his son over in Iraq and
yes,
left his wife and four kids behind. And well, his other son is a surgeon for the Army. He just got promoted to light colonel, and guess where he's stationed?
Fort Hood.
Yeah, so my first thought was, uh-oh. So I called Jerome, and I said, you got to call your son to make sure he's all right. And I got back with him later, and he said, well, I couldn't get through to him. I called to talk to his wife, and she said, well, he's been in surgery all day, you know, taking care of all these people. There's quite a few people, the 31 there, that are critically injured, and, you know, so, you know, hopefully they won't die, you know. They'll be able to overcome their injuries, but... As for what happened, you know, the first thing when I, you know, they said that there was two guys running, that, you know, one shooter was dead and two other guys in custody. And so right away you think, well, three guys, you know, it can't be just somebody flipping out. You think
sure.
It's a, you know, it's a terrorist attack or something. Of course, we had the Fort Dix Six that got caught there in New Jersey a while back. And,
mm-hmm.
And so, you know that there's terror, you know, there's people in this country that are, you know, buying into this wacko, this right-wing extremist Islamic crap, and, you know, they want to, you know, do what they can to cause injury and harm. And in any case, though, so, you know, it was the first thought. And then the second part that got me was where the attack happened at the deployment center. And I thought, I don't know if you remember listening to the, you know, or paying attention to any of the places out back in Iraq where, back when they were having all the bombings and everything, where it was got really bad, and most of those were happening at, there was quite a few of them were happening at the recruitment centers, you know, where
mm-hmm.
you know 50-100 guys are just
yep.
standing out there waiting ready to join the Iraqi army, and
mm-hmm.
some guy comes up and blows them up. So
yeah.
It's kind of like, well, for some reason that seems to be a target that extremists want to hit, and so that's at first thought, that's what made me think. And then, of course, like you said, it was a major that was in the Army, and then he had a, you know, and then I, then he had a, you know, Islamic class name, or name, and so I just said, well, that sounds like maybe something was going on, too. And of course, they've pretty much eliminated that it wasn't a terrorist attack, that it, you know. But then you go to who this guy is, and a psychiatrist, and I don't know if you remember the movie Color of Night with Bruce Willis, and you know, he was a shrink, and Scott Bakula was another shrink, and they were, you know, seeing each, you know, and I started thinking, you know, these shrinks, and especially these guys coming home, and there was this nice lady called up on the from Cedar City down south onto the radio today, and was talking about her son who just came back from Rocky Station at Fort Hood, and he was all right. He wasn't one of the ones hurt, but, you know, they went out to see him a couple weeks ago, and they said, you know, on the phone and everything, he sounds just right, but they can tell there's a big difference in him right now. He's not near as jovial and happy as he was before he went over there. And so, you know, there's some, you know, there's a lot of battle scar damage that's done, and who knows all the crazy stuff that's going on. They accidentally shoot kids and, you know, or civilians or whatever, and it gets into their head. And so you've got these shrinks that are trained to take care of this. But then the question, I guess, is who takes care of the shrinks, you know? I mean, you know, when you're listening to this stuff all the time, and there were some warning signs here, unfortunately, Kate, and, you know, this guy did. You know, most people in the military, you know, I was in the military, and, you know, when they get deployed or they're told where to go, they just do it, and, you know, there's not too much complaint. Probably 99% just say, okay, this is, you know, they understand that's the job, and I got to go do it and do what they tell me to do, and they don't like it maybe a lot of times, you know. I didn't get like getting sent to Thule, Greenland for 6 months, and do you know how cold it is in Greenland, Kate?
Yep, like a zillion degrees below zero.
Yeah, people think it's cold in Wyoming. I just laugh. But in any case, though, you know, you do it because that's the job, you know. But then there's, you know, one out of 100 maybe that complains about it and tries to get out of it or desserts or whatever. And, you know, and then this guy, because of the position he was in, is what stopped me, is the fact that he was complaining he didn't want to go over there and everything. And I just think there were some warning signs that there might have been missed that, you know, hey, this guy's a psychiatrist, and, you know, he ought to be able, of all people, ought to be able to handle the emotional baggage that comes with being in a war zone, you know. And something wasn't right.
You know, it's like the guys that we know that happened in Iraq. There were a couple of incidents, remember, some terrible ones, where a soldier ended up shooting a couple of other soldiers because he flipped out. Same thing. Now you have a guy that's involved in psychiatry, like you say. Specifically, he's treating at Walter Reed post-traumatic stress disorder, then comes to Fort Hood. And you're right, there were certainly red flags, and your point was great, Don, as somebody who served. You might complain to your family, to whatever, you take your assignments, though, and you go, but he was really upset about his deployment. He was begging not to have to go. Coming up on the show, thanks, Don, we're going to talk with Michael Anthony, who's got a book out called Mass Casualties. We had him on before, just 25 years old, and he was in a situation where he was deployed, was a medic, came from a family where everybody served, and then, of course, was stunned at some of the things that he saw. And he also, before getting deployed, we'll talk about what some people did, the extremes that they went to try to not get deployed because they didn't want to be deployed. And then others who still were sent no matter what they did, including somebody who got off their antidepressants, was told to get off their antidepressants, and too bad they had to go, and then went around trying to stab people. So we know that there have been problems in the past, but this doesn't give this guy a free pass by any stretch of the imagination. Really, it's the why, sadly. And what does this do for the families of the people that were killed and even those that were wounded? 800-259-5791.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child.
Obviously, about what happened at Fort Hood, you can send them to us at americatonight.net. Kate Delaney, name of the show is America Tonight. Of course, the water cooler buzz, sadly, is negative, sad, depressing, shocking. Use any adjective you want. And I'm sure there are families tonight that just are grieving beyond belief. More than any of us can fathom at this moment. You think the sacrifice some of these families have made, and then this army psychiatrist identified as the attacker guns down in cold blood, 12 people and wounds 31 others right there in Fort Hood. Let's go to John, who's listening to us in Iowa. Hey, John.
Hey, Kate. I'm going to take a little bit harder stance on this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saddened. I watched from when it started to when, you know, it hadn't probably ended on TV yet. But I'm going to go through a couple things with you. Do you remember the day that Mel Gibson was pulled over for DUI and went on his rant?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the biggest story that day wasn't Mel Gibson being pulled over? The biggest story was a 20-some-year-old Muslim man in Seattle that walked into a pregnancy center and shot and killed four or five women, innocent women. We're in an environment where we live in a democracy, but at some point you have got to take a stand or your country is going to fall. Now, this guy, I was listening to the last guy talk, to me, when I heard the ramblings he said, when he said that Muslims need to stand up against the aggressor, And the guy that was with him that was talking about it said he thought that the guy was meaning that Muslims needed to stand up and fight with America. He meant Muslims need to stand up against Americans. Muslims have said all along they want to wipe out America. And they they are Muslim. Okay, they're radical Muslim. They're not mainstream Muslim, but they're Muslims. It's
all right, so you wait, let me stop you there. So you believe because that you believe that and he was, you're right, he was rambling on internet sites. The FBI was going to they say that they were in the process of getting ready to seize his computer. So he was rambling on sites and comparing suicide bombers to the heroism of somebody, you know, landing on a grenade and protecting fellow soldiers and all that other sort of stuff. So there's no question. So you think he was radicalized. You're saying he's not just some guy that went nutty because of the post-traumatic stress that he was treating other people for, and not in combination with that. You say flat out it's because he was just like the guy in Dallas, just like the guy in Denver, just like a couple of other many situations that we could point to in this country, that was the reason why.
When I heard, I was watching Fox News and Kay Bailey Hutchinson was on.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about the guy's name, and they didn't want to mention it because they weren't, the Pentagon hadn't verified that this was the guy's name. They mentioned that you may be kind of surprised. Or in the background, I don't know who it was, but somebody said something to somebody else about, it's been mentioned that he was a recent convert to Islam. Now, if he was recently converted, to me, he's radicalized. And we probably have people, Kate, you know, among us in jobs that Muslims go to. They're perfectly normal, but they're on a mission. Would you deny that?
I disagree with you. I think there are good, kind, decent Muslim people, and I think there are sleeper cells. There are radicalized Islamic jihadist giants in the wait, sleeping giants across the country. I think, yes, I think there are many, many people that would love to kill us. I think that there are many radicalized Islamic people, both in prison and getting out of prison, some homegrown, some raised other places and then came here. So I agree in one sense, but I don't agree that every Muslim I've seen wants to murder me, wants to kill you, wants to chop off our heads, wants to do a suicide bomb attack.
I didn't mean that.
Okay.
You know,
so you agree with what I'm... So we're basically on the same page. So yes, there are absolutely... I've said it a million times. I've had sources on the air. There's Hamas cells living among us.
What?
I live in an area where we had the biggest boondoggle of all time, where they were raising money for Osama bin Laden and others, and originally were getting away with it, but then were caught. So, oh, absolutely.
Dearborn, Michigan.
No, not Dearborn, Michigan, in Texas.
Yeah, but I'm saying Dearborn, Michigan is pretty much all Muslim, they say.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at England, what they're going through. They've got Muslims rioting in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So here's
what the problem is. John, thanks for the call. I'm going to cut to the chase. Here's what the problem is. We don't allow profiling. So if it seems to be that, it doesn't seem to be, it is this particular type of person that is doing harm to people in the United States or outside the borders or whatever. Oh, no, we cannot. It's bad. We cannot. We have to be politically correct. We cannot profile. We cannot say that. And that is the part of the problem. That is the big part of this. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, you know, you talked about political correctness. That's the problem. You know, I'm so freaking... what did I tell you? Didn't I tell you that... Look, Jenna Napolitano said that gun owners and returning veterans and other people who are going to be the threat to this society. Let me tell you something. There's two books on my shelf people should read. Stephen Emerson's American Jihad and a guy named Robert Chittum wrote Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. They all predicted to the exactly what's going on here. This guy had his Facebook account was taken down. You spoke to Frank Gaffney. I spoke to Frank Gaffney about these sleeper cells. Look, the Lackawanna 8, the Fort Dix 6, the fella in North Carolina recently, the fella that fragged his co-military people with a grenade, he just did what was planned. Okay? No, of course not all Muslims are bad, but you know what? There really isn't a moderate Muslim. A lot of Muslims around the world agree with the idea of jihad, especially against America. He said it was okay for jihad. He said it was okay to kill the soldiers in Afghanistan, and he praised suicide bombing. America, you need to wake the freak up of what's going on here. I want this guy tortured during his interrogation when if he survives. I want to know what he really, exactly what he did. He planned it out to take out the military guys. They're dying in Afghanistan. They're dying in this country. And let me tell you something else, America. I know I don't have a lot of time. I'm going to do this, and you better do it. I don't care what jurisdiction you live in, whether they allow you to carry a firearm or not, okay, whether it's Michigan or Illinois, New York City, New Jersey, you're a concealed carry permit holder. You better pack your stuff, and you better be aware, because this guy can do it in a military base. There's soft targets all around the world, your local Walmart, your ShopRite. They're going to come after our kids in the school. I don't want it to happen, but I guarantee to you, unless we have a moratorium on who we allow in this country, and we cannot find out where their allegiance lies. We got the USS New York docked near the Intrepid. We ought to let the Marines go into the mosque in Brooklyn and Patterson, where the 9/11 hijackers came from, and shut them down. England's fallen because they refuse to throw these people out because they have money in the bank. We're going to fall. I don't give a damn. You people saying you're racist. You're this religion, these followers of the peaceful religion are out there. They're in the middle of our country. They surely want to give me too. Come on. You know what? America, you need to wake up. This is what, whether he's a recent convert or he was born that way, that's what he believes. We have allowed them into the country. It's enough. I don't give a F what Council of American Islamic Relations says. Read Jaina Davis's book, The Third Terrorist, about Oklahoma City, America Jihad. How much more? You know what? Be prepared for a lot more. If you don't want to hear what I'm saying, then stick your head back up your rear end and forget about it. We're moratorium on a number of mosques that are built and other people that come in. I mean, I know how difficult it's going to be because, you know, we have... Don't ask, don't tell about gays in the military. Well, you know, don't ask, don't tell. Are you Islamic? They're going to hate it. But you know what? Severe consequences for us. We may not even survive this. I love you, Kate. I'll call you next week.
All right. So you can tell people are obviously very hot about this. Mark in New York and I have talked for years about some of the things that should be going on that aren't happening. And sadly, here we go again down this depressing road where you have families that are just in shock and disbelief. They don't understand how one day their son's on the base getting ready to be deployed, and now they get a phone call that he's already dead. My, oh, my. You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.